All right. 7 o'clock. Let's call the Zoning Board of Appeals special meeting to order. Please rise for the pledge. All right. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right. Number three. Roll call. Well, we have John. Okay, yeah, you can do that, Kier.
Yeah. Rick Bartholomew?
Here.
John Kowarik is excused. Sam Palastro?
Here.
Earl Robinson is excused. Anthony Stefferi is excused. Jeffrey Bell?
Here.
Ray Bowers?
Here.
We have four members right now, and I was unsuccessful in reaching Earl at this time. I'll try again, though.
Okay. All right. Number four, election of a chair. So I need nominations.
I'll make a motion to nominate Rich Bartholomew.
Second.
Okay. Any other nominations? Okay. Nobody else? All right. Nominations are closed. So just me. In favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right. I'm in. Public portion. Anybody from the public want to speak? Anybody from the public? Anybody from the public? All right. We'll close the public portion. There's nobody logged in besides the people who are have an application before us and the mayor. All right. So we have one application. Here's the story, though. Since we only have four members here right now, to get a variance approved, you need four affirmative votes. So all four of us would have to vote for the variance. If there's a fifth person here, you need four out of five. You still need four affirmative votes for it to pass. So it's your option whether you want to go ahead with the application tonight. All right, knowing that we need all four. All right, so then you can go ahead and present your application.
Well, I'm sitting here to apply for an apartment over an existing garage that's been dilapidated for many, many years. Obviously, square footage is a little issue. I'm roughly 1,000 feet under square feet for zoning, and just seeing if I could, you know, have that appealed and make it work for the apartment above the garage.
If I can interrupt, can you please state your name and address for the record?
My name is Thomas Krasinski. My father is Lex Krasinski. I live at 30 Water Street in Derby.
And then, and this was a garage. I couldn't find on the property card for how long it was there, but it looks like it's been there a long time.
It was a garage, I believe, in the 50s. There was a former two-family house that burned down, from what I was told. And then they just, my mother's uncle actually ended up putting a roof on it and calling it a garage. And then I was looking for storage, but then, you know, it made more sense to do maybe an apartment for me to live in above the garage. And that's where we kind of ended up.
Okay. And how big is this garage? Oh, well, here's a question. All right, did you use the same foundation that was there?
Yes, it's existing footprint of the garage that was there. The front wall was redone because it was dilapidating. So that was redone and restructured. And it went from a 3-bay to a 2-bay with a side door. for an entry.
Okay. Yeah, that's a small lot. And that, I was hoping Kevin was going to be here because I believe this is in, it doesn't say what district it's in on the card. Do you know the district?
No, I do not off the top of my
head. I looked on the map. It looks like it's the Center Design Development District. So that's, it looks like that's where the house is, but doesn't say on the application. So I can't be 100% sure.
It's roughly, I want to say, maybe 75 feet from the police station.
No, I know exactly where it is, and the lot is small.
Yeah.
It's a 1,400 square foot lot.
Right, right, right.
How big is the building that's on there?
884 square feet.
884 square feet.
So that's the, one floor, 884.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, and then if you were to put a second floor, it'd be another 884 square feet.
Well, yeah.
But we're not.
Okay,
but
we're not. I'm back again to interrupt one more time. Yes. I have Earl on the speakerphone. Earl, say something and let's see how it sounds.
Hello, Rich. Hello.
All right, that'll work.
Can you hear you? Okay.
All right, thanks.
I can hear you all. Okay.
All right, good. We just started, Earl.
Okay, no problem. I'm familiar with the property. Okay.
Okay, yeah. Okay. And then.
Okay.
I didn't hear what he said.
I think he was talking to his passenger. Okay.
No. I was talking to Rich. I didn't know if you wanted me to say anything.
Nope, not yet. We were just going over what he was trying to do. 884 square foot house or a garage on a 1,400 square foot lot. And he wants to put an apartment above it. Yep. And so I'm going to assume it's non-conforming now because it's nowhere near the setback that it needs from either the property line to the left or from the street. So anything we would do to add on would make it more non-conforming.
Well, it would go up. It wouldn't go anywhere towards the street or anything else. It would go upwards, if anything.
Yeah, we're changing the use of the property, though, from a garage to a house, basically. Because it's a house with a garage underneath of it.
Right, right. Apartment with a garage.
Yeah. Okay. And then there's no, I mean, the hardship that you want to live there, but that... We're limited on what our hardships can be. Not wanting to live there is not in the rules. But let's see what else there is on this. So that's you submitted a plan with an apartment above it to get a permit, and that's when this came up, or how did it come up?
Well, it did come up that way, but originally I was going to do storage above the garage.
Okay.
And then we changed the roof design a little bit in the back, and which made it, it made more sense to, hey, if we can we put an apartment on top?
Okay.
So that's where we're at this point now.
All right. Okay. Does anybody from the board have any questions?
So it's just one apartment?
Yes, just one.
I don't have any plans for that. I don't know if anybody else got that.
No.
The only thing I got is this.
Yep.
That's the lot plan. That doesn't tell me anything.
We'll get plans.
Hello, Rich.
Yes. Go ahead, Earl.
Hello, Tommy.
Yes.
I'm talking, not Tommy Cassa, I'm talking about Tommy, the owner.
Yes, sir.
Lester is his father.
We're both here.
Yeah, we're both here.
Here, Tom?
Yes, sir.
So that means you're going to use all those, the bays underneath there for your equipment and your trucks?
Yes. Tom? Yes.
Okay. All right. just for board members' information, it doesn't, years ago, I'm familiar with that property because the property on the side of it used to be my parents' property. And of course, eventually I inherited it with my siblings. So I'm well aware of the property and the, and what do you call Tommy's property, or Lester, which is happens to be his father's property. Now, Lester have owned that over 50 years. And he's an excellent landlord. They always took care of their property and they always updated it everything. So I'm familiar with all that. Of course, we sold the property already. My parents sold it. So now it does is not a conflict of interest, to be honest with you. So, I'm well aware of it. Originally it was a garage. And then of course the roof eventually, after years it deteriorated and then it needed to be replaced, which is, in this case, Tommy's going to end up doing that and everything else. So that's the only question. Now, of course, Tommy, if it's approved, Tom will probably end up using the equipment like he just stated and his vehicles inside, and that will make more parking space available for his tenants next to him.
Correct.
In between the two properties.
Correct.
That's all I have to say at this point right now. I don't know if anybody else wants to add anything to it. I'm all done, Greg.
All right, so
go ahead.
So it was a garage for a long time.
Over 50, 60 years.
Okay.
We've owned, my parents owned the property like over 60 years. The shop was built in 1969. Our shop was built, which is next door. And that garage has been there years before that. So.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
All right. So let me just, Sammy hadn't gotten the application. I'm trying to find it so I can send it over. All right.
I have the picture of the lot that's 143 on the map of 1,421 square feet that needs 2,500. Yeah. I have that. The part where he's part seven of the application to describe in detail the difficulty and unreasonable hardship asserted to be in the way of carrying out the strict letter of the zoning ordinance. And it and the answer on that is just that I want to live there.
Yes.
Those are the two pieces I have, along with, I do have the photos of both.
Yeah, that's all I have.
Property and two pictures of the garage.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All I have. So if that's all that application is, then I have it.
Yeah, the application, I think I sent to some. Yeah, there's nothing on.
Right.
There's nothing on the bulk. No.
No, that was all that I received as well from Lisa. Yeah,
okay. Well, then I got it.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah, that's it. That's all there was. Nothing else has anything on it. I just sent it to you on the email, but it's going to be the same.
Right. That I already have. Yep.
All right. Anybody else have anything to add? Or questions?
This is John Marini, Corporation Counsel.
Hey, John, go ahead. Thank you.
Just want to add to the mix, just give the applicant an opportunity to explain fully what the current use is, and if there's any way that that he believes that the current use is limited, whether he believes he cannot make reasonable use of the property as it is right now, just to understand what its current use is at this time.
Well, the current use was just a garage that I would tinker around stuff on my own personal vehicles. But, you know, and after that, you know, and the garage, the roof on the garage collapsed, and I was building, had decided to do a different type of roof on it just so it wouldn't leak. And, but, you know, and we're at this point now, and at this, and my father is getting older, so this is why it is hardship. So I was getting closer to him a little bit. So by me living next door will be a benefit for me and him a little bit.
Sam, if you're talking to us, you're muted.
How far is, I'm looking at this map, how far is the garage from the house?
The house right next to it, I want to say roughly 12 feet, 8, 12, maybe 9 to 12 feet.
And is that enough room in between the two?
That's why I'd like the zoning enforcement officer to answer that, because I don't know if that's too close to put another house.
To put another, yeah. Are there setback requirements in that based on the zoning?
Because, like you said, I'm still going off the existing foundation that was there.
Right, you know, as a garage, not as a living space. Yeah. That's... It's different. You can build a garage right next to your house. As far as I know, you can't put a house right next to your house.
The garage.
Unless they're attached or if there's a fire stop between them. I'm not sure what the, that's not my job to know what the code is for that. That would be the fire marshal or the zoning enforcement officer has to know that. I'm just looking at what the hardship is and if it was, a garage is reasonable use for a lot that's 1,400 square feet and it's right against the road. And the fact that it was used for at least the last 50 years, if not 60 years, as a garage, it was reasonable for that amount of time. I can understand storage over it because I have a garage that has storage over it. I don't understand what the... Because there's only four reasons we can... We need all four of these to grant a variance. I don't know if they explained it to you or not, Tom, when you were at the office. One of the things in which Mr. Marini had brought up is that if you complied with the provisions and the regulations, you would not be able to make any reasonable use of the property. And that usually comes up when you buy a piece of land and there's right. Something on the land that you can't put a house on it. And you bought it as a building lot for a house. It's zoned for a house. There's plenty of room, but maybe there's ledge there or it drops off in the back and there's water. You have to be back. So in those cases, you could apply for a variance because you couldn't make reasonable use of the property unless you bought it just to have an open yard, which doesn't make any sense. All right. And that the difficulties or hardship are peculiar to the property in question in contrast with those of other properties in the same district. That, I don't know if it is or not. The hardship was not the result of the applicant's own action. By trying to put apartment above it, that creates a hardship. The hardship is not financial, merely financial or pecuniary, that if it's just going to cost more money to put it where it has to go than where you want it to go. So that's, those are the four things. Has to meet all four of those. I don't know if that was explained to you or not.
Not really. No, it was not.
Okay. So those are the concerns I have is, and it's always the same, is reasonable is subjective. And that's why you come to the board and we have to decide. So, all right. I don't have any other questions. Anybody else?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, go ahead.
I don't have my paperwork in front of me yet, but I'm all familiar with it and I read it. Is the garage a separate lot?
Yes. It is.
That combined with it is?
It's a separate lot. It's a 1,421 square foot. It's 4042. The other one is the address. The other one is 30, but it has two numbers as well. I forget what they were.
There's 30 and 36 is next to it.
Yeah. So it's two separate lots. The house lot is a lot bigger.
Okay. Would it be feasible for him? I don't know. I'm asking Corporation Counsel that change it all to one piece of property.
If you do that, then you can't. If it's one piece of property, the buildings aren't attached. I don't think you can have a separate living space on the property.
And that's a whole nother application. That's really
a whole different application. They have to go
parcels. I suppose an application could be made. You know, I wouldn't, you know, forego any conclusion as to, you know, what his options may be. But this variance is just about what he could do with the parcel as it is. But that could be another route. Could be another option. The applicant, certainly that's another possibility to think about if the variance is not approved to whether or not you could explore that. But it's not a given that you could be merging the lots. You'd have to get approval.
Correct.
Right. And if you were to combine, we don't know that they're going to meet the setback requirements to today's current stuff. So, but that's a topic for another day.
Whole nother ball of wax. I throw this into the mix, though. This is more for the zoning staff. Right now, the garage on this lot, as it is, does that comply with current zoning standards?
Right.
Because remember, there is the other question about a variance is, you know, does it actually help things by making it more in conformity with zoning regulations? That's something to at least think about.
It's already existing non-conforming, and if we added that, you're making it more non-conforming.
Yeah, that means you're not going in the right direction. So that's not helpful.
No, it's not.
Okay. All right. Any other discussion? All right. Let's close that part for the application. Now we'll take if anybody from the public has anything to say regarding the application. We can hear that now.
This is Karen. The only other technicality is, did he submit all of the certified letters to the building department?
They were, yes.
Thank you.
Okay. That's not part of the public, but thank you, Karen. Anybody from the public? And we'll do it one more time. Anybody from the public have anything to say on this application? Seeing no one, we'll close the public portion. If there's no more discussion, I'm looking for a motion from somebody regarding this application. Anybody? All right. The only thing before we get in motion is I don't know what section of the zoning is being appealed. Is it on here? Oh, yeah, 195-20-FF1.
That's the one, 195.
Because it's not on the application.
0.20-FF-1. I'll make a motion to deny the appeal of regulation 195.20-FF1 to reduce the minimum lot requirement from 2450 square feet to 1421 for the purposes of having an apartment over the existing garage. There's the motion.
Any discussion on the motion? Do we have a second?
Earl seconded it.
Okay. All right, now is there any discussion? All right, and so, Sam, I just want to clarify, you made a motion to deny?
That's correct.
So if you vote in the affirmative,
I'll backtrack it. I didn't hear the denial. I thought
all right.
The 1,400 square feet experience.
All right. Sorry. That's all right.
All right.
The reason I'm clarifying it, I'll second your motion, Sammy. But I wanted to clarify it because if you vote aye, you're voting for the denial. If you vote nay, you're voting against the denial. So just keep that in mind when you do your votes. So all those in favor of denying the application, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And all those opposed to denying the application, say aye. Nay. Who's opposed?
Oppose it, Earl?
I'm sorry?
Do you oppose the denial?
Yeah, I'll oppose that denial.
Okay. Did everybody vote? Did Jeffrey and Ray? I didn't see.
I oppose.
Okay. Ray?
I'll oppose the denial, but I mean, you guys have the votes for it, right? Because it has to be unanimous, doesn't it?
No, it has to be 4 out of 5. Because Earl's here, you just can't see him. All right, so the application is denied. It can be resubmitted. I'm not sure what the rules. I think it's within 6 months. Unless it's substantially changed, we can hear it again. So that ends that part. All right, we need a meeting scheduled for 2023. Is Thursdays? Well, this is the wrong night, right? Karen, what's our normal week? Second Thursday or third?
We normally would do the third Thursday, and we were doing it at 6:30. That's what it's been previously. But I don't know, considering how much fun we had getting a group tonight, is it a good night for everybody?
Yeah, this is the fourth Thursday, but
that works.
Yes. Yes.
Third Thursday.
It's good.
I don't have an issue.
That's fine.
All right, Sammy?
Yes, that's fine.
All right, so Karen, we're going to go with the third Thursday of the month. If we have an application, the next meeting would be the 20th of April.
Okay. It's going to be at 6:30 p.m. The location will be either Zoom, or City Hall, or a hybrid of both.
Okay. All right. Then I just have one more thing. Number 10.
Motion to adjourn.
I'll second it.
All right. In favor, aye.
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 That's it. Thank you, everybody, for coming.
Yeah. 7:28 p.m.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.